A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. We also want to welcome our radio to TV viewers. My name is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dubey.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the plight of survivors of Tropical Cyclone Idai. They are complaining that they have no food, no water, no power, and their homes were destroyed.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Cyclone Idai is one of the worst weather-related catastrophes in the history of Africa. Millions of survivors face dire conditions after the tropical cyclone Idai smashed into Mozambique's coastal city of Beira, unleashing hurricane-force wind and rain that flooded swaths of the country. More than 2 million people have been affected in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, where the storm killed hundreds and displaced over a million people. Hundreds are still missing in Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
The cyclone which hit Zimbabwe on the evening of March 15 caused massive flooding and landslides, forcing many to flee their homes and seek higher ground to survive. Some areas have been cut off due to roads and bridges being swept away, and many who need help are unreachable by rescue and evacuation teams. For many, assistance has been slow in coming, resulting in allegations of the politicization of food by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Human Rights Watch has called on Harare to investigate the allegations.
In a statement, the Rice Group said, and I quote, "The allegations of politicized and partisan distribution of emergency aid should be urgently, thoroughly, and impartially investigated." The group adds that anyone found to be pilfering or misusing aid should be held to account. Donors and aid agencies who uncover aid being diverted or distributed along partisan lines should report that publicly and court.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ngibambe mahlebe zulunjani lapha ekhona dina lapha ke siyaphila e studio 7 soke kuhlelo Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakala kuna ngale ke eManicaland lapho kule izulu lesiphepho u cyclone Idai odilize simile okunye okumangalisayo kodwa ke esikubona ngathi ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi kabayenelisi ukuthola ukudla njalo lalabo abathi bafuna ukuhambisa ukudla kabafinyelele ukuthi bayefika lapha kumele bayefika khona siyakwazi abantu abaningi abalazindlu abanye aba izikolo zibhidlikile abanye njalo abala umlilo kagetsi kuzobuya ke le ndlela eziningi zivele kasangeneki xa sikhangela amanzi amanzi akula njalo lezambuza zikho abanye sebesesaba ukuthi songaqhamuka umkhuhlane wesihudo ye sizwile njalo ukuthi kulabantu okukhanyazani nxa sebenika abantu ukudla bayakhetha ukuthi lo ngwani lo ngwe MDC lo ngwe ZANU lo ngwani amabandla so ke khonoku ke kuyahlupha abantu bathi kumele ukuthi ngawo kuyamiswa. Sizwile njalo iHuman Rights Watch isithi kumele uhulumende weZANU-PF ahlolisise udaba lolu kwenze ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi kuhamba njani. So ke Zulu kanti abangenani khona kuhlelo siqoqene sizwe ukuthi siyalutshaya ngapha udaba lolu. Blessing kunjalo futhi.
Wonguka Gibson Nasi wadiwa vateereri tira kuti tinge tichienderera mberi nehurukuro yatanga tichiita kwemavhiki akati wandei tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko redutu mupengo remafashamu emvura nekuvhuvhuta kwemhepo kunotyisa kusati kwaoneka munhoroondo yeAfrica zvakapa kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinge dzichiyeredzwa nemvura vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu vamwe vachiparadzirwa dzimba midziyo zvipfuyo zvichiyeredzwa vamwe vanhu vakawanda kusvika pari zvino havasi kuzivikanwa kuti vari kupi asi nhasi taona vane mbwa dzinofunidza panenge pachifungidzirwa kuti pane mitumbi yevanhu kana kuti anonzi macadaver dogs zvichi tichienda kuchimani mani kuchinzi kwa kwa nisikwa kuone kwa nzimbo zinosuka gumini na natu zinofungizuru wakuti zinogona kungezine mitumbi yevanu. Mashoko wakanaka ni kuti vanu wakawanda vanga wachireme kwa zukuru kuti havasu kuona kuti hamaza o zirikupi hava kwaniso kuti vazivige. Hongo varimu kuchema asivaru kuti zviri nani. Kuti ticheme tichize wati munhu wedu takamuviga apa pane kuti abva angoshaika zvachose parikunzi wechikoro cheNational University of Science and Technology kana kuti NUST chichabatsira nekuita anonzi maDNA kuti vazizikanwe kuti hama yemufi ndeipi nekuti vanhu ava vanenge vangawane nguva yakawandisa mavhiki maviri vakafusirwa pasi nekudaro mitumbi inogona kunge yatanga kuora asi hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichagadzirisa iro dambudziko rekunetsa kwezvinhu. Vamwe vari kuchema chemawo kuti nyaya yechikafu inenge yanetsa ndopaakuita kuti panyanye kuuyawo mutauro wamwe achiti paakuitwa zvematongerwo enyika nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mhuri yeZimbabwe vari kunze nevari munyika vari kuisa musoro pamwe chete kuunganidza rubatsiro zvimwe chetewo zviri kuitwa nenyika dzakatenderedza nemamasangano akaita sana United Nations vana Red Cross vari kupindawo vachibatsira Gate.
Yes, the blessing, and there's a tweet from the Minister of Information. It's a day old, but I think it's still valuable. The Minister of Transport, Mr. Chulai Moyo, is quoted as saying that the cost of repairing roads and bridges in the cyclone hit areas in Chimanimani and Chipinge will cost around $83 million. So he's quoted as saying that engineers and other experts are already on the ground spearheading repair works. And we are seeing also, you know, him praising NGOs and other people in Chimanimani there for helping a lot in this emergency kind of situation. So there are so many of these tweets that have been sent out by the Ministry of Information. Blessing.
Wongu, Tombo, uenda kune vamwe vatereredu pa Facebook page yedu yevio show na tina mkoma Watson Mutau waruti watching from South Africa tunotenda skuru tina Rafnas Sangu Sonyea arguti watching you live from Japan. Oscar Jawi arguti watching live from Chipinge Cheche Growth Point tunotenda skuru mkoma Oscar. Titus Makucha arguti makadi Studio 7 mkoma Dube na mkoma Blessing ndiri kukunzwa ndiri pa State House Muharare. Aha. Oscar Jawita boverenga uyu aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vese vari kutinzwa pangava pa radio kana kuti pa radio to TV pa Facebook page yedu Gibbs.
I'm told that we've got a video of these sniffer dogs that are in Manicaland, and let's just listen what these people that are having these dogs saying.
South African police search dogs look for Cyclone Idai survivors in Zimbabwe. Welcome help for the families of those believed to be trapped under mud and boulders in Chimanimani district. This 35-year-old man is still looking for his two daughters, one who is 11 and the other one 15. They slipped off from their mother's hands as rains swept away their home March 16. The day Cyclone Idai hit. The father says the Zimbabwean government has done nothing to help and is hoping the South African team will help him get answers.
Yes, I lost, but it is painful to lose what you had without knowing what actually happened. My wish is to see my daughters and bury them properly. All other losses, cars, house, etc., I can replace them. I want to see and bury my daughters as others did to their relatives.
Ngangu is one of the areas worst hit by Cyclone Idai in Chimanimani district. It is now engulfed by a powerful smell which residents say could be from decomposing human bodies. More than 325 people from Chimanimani district are still missing after the cyclone. The South African sniffer dogs will be in Chimanimani for 5 days, searching a radius of 60 to 80.
Yes, so that's a video from one of the VOA correspondents. So I guess we've got our first guest.
And what is,
I think we've got Brighton Sunguro. Oh, I'm told it's Clever Tabaziba. the director of the Methodist Development and Relief Agency. Mr. Tabaziba, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think you can start there, please.
Vatavaziva, mukatuza kuti zvinhu zvaka mira sei kumanika lenduko tichitarisa nyaya yekubatsira vanhu vakawirwa nedambudziko redutu mupengo iri.
Ndinokwanisa kutaura ndakamirira Methodist Church muZimbabwe kubatsira kwairi kuita. Methodist Church payakaziva kuti kwaitika dambudziko rakadai yakamobilize ma communities ayo ma Methodist members kuti va responde disaster. Saka parizvino se Methodist Church taendesa ma gonyet ma 30 ton gonyet 2 ne ma 80 ton matatu ne 1 15 ton truck. Dosa tati zataunza parizvino kuno kuchimani mani. Zvino izvozvo zvinoverengera zvipfeko, magumbeze, shangu, zvokudya, nezvokushandisa mudzimba zvakaita semapoto, migoti, chichi, notinoziva kuti vanhu ava vamwe vavo havachina kana chavainacho. Saka dosa taita parizvino asi nekuona vamwe kuona kuti tinenge tiri kungoita zvakafanana nekuti kune zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuunganidzwa zvatinongoona mamatruck achipinda ndorubatsiro rwuripo iye zvino asi sechechiwo zvakare tiri kutarisira kuti vanhu ava vakuda psychosocial support. Naizvozvo Methodist Church yakatumira mukuru wekereke va Reverend Dr. Zana, the presiding bishop, vakaenda nevamwe vafundisi nezuro vakaswera variko vachisangana nemacommunities vachivabatsira vachikurukura navo vakazopedzisira nokupinza svondo. Ndo zvandingati parizvino takwanisa kuita seMethodist Church.
Tichitaurawo nevamwe vatavaziva vari kunzvimbo ikoko kunana Chipinge kunana Chimanimani vari kuchema chemawo vachiti hongu vari kunzwa kuti chikafu chiri kuenda kunzvimbo iyi maturo akazara asi chikafu chinenge chiri kunonoka kusvika kunzvimbo dzavo mungazivawo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Ndinofunga kuti tinofanira kunzwisisa kuti pakaitika dambudziko iri remupengo uyu rakapaza mabridge rikapaza nzira. Saka zvichireva kuti iye zvino vanhu vari mushishi yekugadzira nzira kuti vasvike kune nzvimbo dzisati dzakukwanisa kusvikika. Mukaenda kumotoona kuti magreda ari kushanda 24 hours. Saka zvinogona kunetsa kana vanhu vasinganzwisise kuti chii chiri kuitika. Hongu chikafu chinganonoka nokuti hakuna mabig trucks ari kukwanisa kusvika pari zvino kunofanira kubatsirwa vanhu. Hurumende iri kusenzesa mahelicopters madiki zvikuru kutakura chikafu kuti chiende kunzvimbo idzodzo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
I think we've got a lady in Manicaland. We've got a video of that lady who is talking about the shortages of boreholes, you know, the boreholes need to be repaired and all those kind of things. And so she's talking about water. So let's hear what she says about that.
Kwanisawo kutigadzirira matoilets cause kubva pakanaya mvura pakaitika cyclone matoilets mazhinji akaenda vanhu tikushandisa mabush toilets. Some peoples vanotora mapadza vachinochera makomba. Some peoples it will be too late kuti atore badza anongomhanya pasango ongozvidetsera. Saka it will spread the cholera. After all vanhu tikungomwa mvura yemarivers. Some rivers ndo dziri kubva kune vanhu vakafa ndo atikungochera mvura tichimwa. Saka taingokumbira kuti vakatipo even matanks ekuti timwewo mvura vachitigadzira mapermanent boards. After all votigadzirirawo kuti vanhu ticherewo mvura pari self nekutipo even mawater guards aya tombosana kuisa nemapills tosana kuisa mumvura medu nekuti tiri kumwa mvura dzakasviba. After all votipo matents kune vanhu vakatoenderwa dzimba dzavo havana pekugara navo vari kugara panze vombotipo macamping tent munhu ombosana tigara pai mucamping tent maybe it will be safe kuti tigare takadaro. Vakatibatsirawo tinotenda nekuti tiri kutochema takatarisawo hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti
Of course, that lady there is talking about the problems that actually occur after such disasters. Because, like what most villagers are saying, the water destroyed, you know, their boreholes, their open wells, and there is a danger that there might be waterborne diseases. It's already happening in Mozambique, which is worrying because there have been cases of cholera reported in Mozambique, and Zimbabwe is prone to cholera and typhoid. And so she's urging authorities to make sure that those who are affected by this tropical cyclone have access to clean water, because you might survive, but you know, there are problems that are associated with flooding.
Certainly. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Sally Nobuhle Mlambo. She works with the Platform for Youth Development, and she's based in Checheche in Manicaland province. Welcome to the program, Nobuhle.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, unjani ma'am.
Siyaphila.
So ke akusitshele kathesi ukuthi kambe kungabe kusenzakalani echecheche khona ngale. Njengoba sizwa kuthiwa kule ndawo ezingazani abantu lokho bengafiki ukuthi bayenika khona abantu ukudla. So kuhamba njani okwamanje?
Okwamanje ukudla kuyabuya, kodwa njengokutsho kukababa, ukudla kuyaphuza. Nezinto ezinjengamanzi awatholakali kakhulu. Kodwa i-situation ekhona kathesi ukuthi ukudla kukhona, abantu bayanikwa. Waba lokukhalakhala futhi kokuthi abantu bebenika ukudla ngendlela engayisiko. Kodwa ngathesi sebezama ukuthi benike wonke umuntu ukudla ngendlela eyiyo. Yi-situation esilayo okwakathesi.
Singathi-ke nxa sukhangele ongazani kuyasilela kakhulu kuyini, ongani kuyahlupha sibini?
Sorry, angizwanga.
Ongani kuyahlupha kakhulu okwamanje kuyini?
Amanzi ayahlupha. Amanzi, sisitho amanzi okunatha awatholakali kakhulu. Amanzi akhona owathesi namanzi angcolileyo, kodwa yiwo esingathi ayahlupha. Le ndaba zokudla vele singathi ukudla namanzi yikho okuhluphayo, ngoba ukudla okukhona okubuyayo akweneli inamba zabantu ezinida ukuthi zinikwe ukudla. So kathesi okwakathesi vele amanzi lokudla yinkinga kakhulu efunakala lapha endaweni lapha eChurchurch.
Yes, yawuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe ungayikhatshana mama, sicela ubambe khonapho ucingo. So all what she's saying is that food is a problem down there in Checheche. So she says the water situation too is very critical, and people need water to survive. So without that, there could be some outbreak of cholera or any contagious disease.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the effects of tropical cyclone Idai. Idai actually is a Shona word, which means love. But unfortunately, this tropical cyclone did not show any love as it flooded Mozambique, Malawi, that's the southern part of Malawi, and also east of Harare. In Mozambique, it was the coastal city of Beira that was flooded, almost 90%, according to authorities in Mozambique, of that city is underwater. So it was severe in Mozambique. It weakened as it went inland into Zimbabwe. But still, this is something that Africa has never experienced before. And of course, the international community is mobilizing to assist the three countries that have been affected by this tropical cyclone. Gibbs, let's go back to Mr. Tabaziwa. Mr. Tabaziwa, is you on the line? Mr. Tawaziwa? Mr. Tawaziwa?
I'm told that his phone is down. Maybe you can go to
Maybe we'll try to...
Mlambo, yes.
Okay. Ms. Mlambo, talking about the issue of food, there have been these complaints that there is a politicization of food. Have you heard about those allegations?
Yes, I've heard about the situation about the politicization of food distribution. And it's really bad because everyone is suffering. And at this point, you do not expect people to be giving out food on partisan lines. Okay. But in so many areas and so many places, this has been the third occurrence, really, of how food has been distributed. People have been giving first preference to those who support their party. It's now being used more of a campaign strategy by different people, mm-hmm. by councillors, people, by leadership, really. Mm-hmm. So you find that a lot of people are not getting the required amount of food that they are supposed to be getting. So, however, we have people who've gone on the ground, people from the organization that I belong to. We've been trying to monitor food distribution and to ensure that it is done accordingly in a free and fairness manner so that everyone gets what they are supposed to get.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Of course, I did ask the local government minister, who is the responsible for the mm-hmm. food distribution, and they were saying that, they've not heard those reports. And they were saying that cars that were captured on video of ZANU-PF members carrying food, I mean, his explanation was that the food was not being looted, but they had been asked by the government to carry the food to the needy since big trucks could not access some rural areas. But of course, people are complaining that there is this partisan distribution of food. Tine mtereri mkoma Richard. Makadi mkoma Richard.
Diko mwomori seye.
Ayo, waisu tirinani. Tipeo mfungwa zenyu mkoma Richard.
Tinote ndaregeni kwa sangutuwa na mfundi sisha dimoyo. Uh-huh. Na yada kutitawe nezwayo, zinu zinu waza, zinu sunguru, zazukuru, similo chirikumusha, especially kita masoja na uya kita na chinza kupa wanu chikafu wala kuda wala kudimanda nye kuda wazimai uh-huh. Ina wino waza zukuru ina wese nga kuru zisu wafundi iskana munu wese zakeni na ikuti wanu wafu wawo ni tisi mani kukuchi mani mani kakara shika wanu wakawanda zukuru kana masoja ashinga kita zakafane hizo zuzuni zuni waza zuzo zuzo nzara hii wanu pesa wangu pesa wangu vwa bati chumiru chakafane hizo chumiru chumiru waza zukuru zuzo zuzo zuni iti zuzo bati ati zukuru zi hili pano yaka fana yaka kumbira kudai government kwa tutunga mili waigo na kukurumiza kundo chirichiza na yaka fana yaka wati wanumira ibo msangano yeze yume kwanto wakitika wabota zina kunaka wana luku chema ama zao wana waku mani kizwa futu kila zimumira zina kufira zaka zina mira zaka naka kwa zinu zinu wadza hizo zo zinu tibata zukuru kana tili vandu waka se Zimbabwe chaka rashike watu waka nai chikafu ya chino unzu wane vandu waka sena siana kutu wabatiri ama pati masoja aku ita sike kafana hiyo zinu
tunotenda zukuru wa zukuru tunotenda zukuru ne kupinda mchino kwa chedu
Tunotenda
shukuru. Of course, the Pastor Mo is referring to the story that VOA carried today.
Yes.
That there are allegations. Of course, let's underline the word allegations.
Yeah.
That some soldiers, that some desperate women are now seeking sexual favors from soldiers so that they can get food assistance because they are actually desperate. I think we have our second guest, human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening. Blessings, Zulu, and the listeners of Studio 7 and everyone in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Hey, you had forgotten me, so anyway, I'll ask him a question. So, Mr.
Mavinga. I have to be telling you.
Yeah, just joking. So, Mr. Mavinga, you issued a statement here concerning the politicization of food in Manicaland. So, what exactly are you saying about that?
Well, what you are saying is that there are serious allegations, including videos and images showing individuals in the ruling party ZANU-PF regalia handling Cyclone Idai aid, and there have been reports of partisan distribution of that aid and politicization of the aid. And we are saying that, yes, these are very serious allegations, and we are calling on the Zimbabwe authorities to immediately and thoroughly investigate these allegations, and if there are any culprits behind these very terrible and pathetic acts, they must be punished appropriately so that there is no impunity and so that aid reaches intended beneficiaries, not political psychopaths.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Let's go back to Ms. Mlambo. Ms. Mlambo, are you still on the line? Ms. Mlambo?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes. There was concern that some areas are still not accessible. Have you managed to visit some of the affected areas, and is the situation on the ground improving at all?
You would realize that, you know, the situation has improved in areas, like you're saying, which are accessible. We still have a bit of road networks left. However, if you know, especially Chimanimani, it's a very mountainous area. Mm-hmm. It's an area which is very difficult, which was difficult to even get to before Cyclone Idai.
Yeah.
So you find that even now, some of the areas and haven't been accessed due to the bad road network which is there. Some areas don't even have bridges and roads anymore. So they are not accessible as of now. However, I managed to go to a few areas in Chimanimani, areas like Miriri, which were a bit accessible by road. And you'd find that the level of devastation there is pretty bad when I'm comparing with areas in Chipinge. It's dire. So we are hoping that government is going to avail more resources like helicopters to try and make sure that all areas can be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we're hoping for.
Maybe on...
I'm told that we've got a caller, Innocent Mchema. Maybe you can take him.
Mkoma Innocent, Magadi.
Inofara, Magadi.
Aywa, Tirinani. Murikupi Mkoma Innocent. Kwakadi kuchinoi, papi pacho pachinoi, kwa kwaya kwaya.
Aywa, pabiri dema.
Pabiri dema, po. Okay. Pa mashweta.
Yes, exactly.
Tipe ufungwa zeni.
Ani mafu, kwa kuchimani manizo. Akoyo mafu jaja kuchimisa pa uliko pa.
Hanzi kakubatira asi havasi vese havo Mgoma Innocent hanzi panogona kuwanikwa nini pano nepapo apa kwete kuti vese vavo vakaenda shuwa vakabatira zvatakaona
vakarubatsira unofanira kungosvika rurubatsiro sekuya kwa vakaita kwete kuzopinza mapolitical mitongo kunyika kana zvokuita sezvokunzwa mwana anokasasawana zvinhu zvavanofanira kuwana nida kwekutonga kwenyika kuzokutanzi yorobate ripi yorechii zvazvo hazvishandika zvazva pakupiwa kweribatsiro zvazvo
saka poitwa sei manje kuti pasaite vamwe vanozoita ruoko
aiwa pane vanhu vanofanira kungouyawo wakazviiya vasina kana vasiri kana ebato kana sie hurumende vanofanira kungoitawo izvozvo kuti zvotanzi bamvuya vanhu ebato vanofanira kuziva chigova zvinhu izvozvo kana kuti chirindika zvinhu izvozvo vamwe vanongada kutotanga uori ipapapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru koma Innocent nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
orit maitenyu va
tinotenda what Innocent is saying there is that you know he does not want even government to be involved in food distribution. He's saying there must be neutral players because, you know, politicization of food must be condemned by everyone.
Yes. So now we've got many countries that are actually sending some aid to Zimbabwe. They include Canada, then we've got the UK and several others. So Canada apparently has set aside about $3.5 million for Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. This was said by Rene Crimonis, who is the ambassador, Canadian ambassador to Zimbabwe, Angola, and Botswana. And then South Africa sent some sniffer dogs. So some people were asking me whether there are no sniffer dogs in Zimbabwe anymore. And they are saying that during trade fair days, they always see these dogs jumping around. the thing is that those were sniffer dogs. So I don't know what's going on there. And then the WHO is actually sending 900,000 oral cholera vaccines to Mozambique. And people are saying hopefully they will do the same in Zimbabwe. So, okay, sibuyele ke kusali Mlambo. Mamlambo, nxa ukhangele kathesi ke, kunjani nxa singakhuluma ke ngomkhuhlane wesihudo. Libona ngazani ulakho ukuqhamuka yini nxa ukuthi kungela amanzi alungileyo.
Ngibona ngathi uzaba khona umkhuhlane lo ngenxa yokuthi ngapha amanzi akhona namanzi angcolileyo. And njengokuthi ngokutsho kwakho langa umkhuhlane lo uhamba ngamanzi angithi. So manje nxa abantu bathesi bahlala bebaningi abanamanzi, lokuhlanzeka kwakhona vele kulithwane ngendaba yesituation ekhona owakathesi. So mbona ngathi vele umkhuhlane lo singawuthola nxa abantu bengayekela ukungenela indaba zempilakahle masinyane, ngoba abantu abahlalanga kahle vele.
Kodwa kuyini okwenziwa ukwenza ukuthi abantu laba bethole amanzi ahlambulukileyo?
Okwakathesi okungenzakala yikuthi abantu benikwa izinto njengamaphilisi lawanethi wafake emanzini. Ukwenzela ukuthi even nxa bewakha emadamu kumbe emgodi, bakwanisa ukuthi bengawafaka emanzini, amanzi akhona ayahlanzeka. Okungenzakala vele yikuthi i-government kumbe inhlanganiso eziningi ezithiyeneyo zinganika abantu imithi yokuthi besebenzise emanzini kungaba ngcono, ngoba kathesi abantu basebenzisa amanzi akhona enjalo e-raw. So nxa kunjalo uyabona ukuthi imikhuhlane yakhona vele ingatholakala kalula.
Thank you so much. Ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana. So she's talking about the lack of clean water, and she's saying it would be better for people to get, those tablets that you throw into the water and it makes the water to be better, So she says maybe NGOs or the government should provide that, because people are now drinking raw water, which is very, very dangerous.
Regai tidzokere kuna vamavhinga. Vamavhinga muchiripo here parunare.
Hongu vazolo ndiri pano.
Maburitsa imi gwaro kuvatori venhau muchinyunyuta kana kugunun'una nekupiwa kuri kuitwa chikafu kuvanhu, muchiti imi pane mashoko anofanira kuferefetwa ekuti chikafu ichi chinogona kunge chisiri kufambiswa zvakanaka. Chii chapa kuti mubude negwaro?
Hongu tine mashoko atakatambira mukutaura nevanhu vari kuchimanimani vakavhiringwa nemafashamu emvura yecyclone Idai. Tinonzwa kuti kune vamwe vemusangano webato rinotonga rezanopf vari kuita hunzire kuba zvinhu zvakagovewa kuti zvipirwe vari kutambura vakaparadzirwa misha yavo. Pane mifananidzo yatekeshera pasocial media, paWhatsApp nepaTwitter nepaFacebook, zvakarewo mavhidhiyo atakaona zvinhu zvinonyadzisa, zvinosvoresa, zvisina hunhu zvekubiwa kwechikafu chakapiwa nevamwe vanenge vaine shungu yekuti vayamure, asi chikafu ichi hachichasviki kwachakafanira kuenda. Chava kukurumutswa, chotaridzwa kuhomwe dzevane zvematongo enyika zvakadzama. Tinozvishora, asi chikumbiro chedu kuhurumende yeZimbabwe ndechekuti vasafuratira kana vachinzwa kugunun'una kuri kuita vanhu. Vanofanira kukurumidza kuferefeta, kutsvagurudza kuti chii chiri kuitika. Kana vachinge vabata nharadada idzodzo, dzinofanira kutongwa zvakaomarara, zvisinei nekuti vana vemusangano wezanupf. Mbavha imbavha inofanira kutongwa zvakaomarara, nekuti hazvina chimiro, hazvina hunhu, uyezve zvinoodza mwoyo yevaya vanoda kupa. Tinoziva kuti vana veZimbabwe pasi rese vanga vachiisa maoko pamwe chete kuti vabatsire mhuri dziri kumusha. Asi kana kuti shoroma dzemusangano wezanupf ndo dziri kudya zvamuri kutumira kumusha, vanoora mwoyo, vobva vatadza kutsigira hama dziri kutambudzika. Saka hurumende ngaipindire, mapurisa ngaapindire. Chikafu kana magumbeze nezvimwe nemvura nezveutano zvinopiwa hazvifaniri kupiwa nemasangano ezvematongerwo enyika. Zvinofanira kupiwa nehurumende zvichipiwa munhu wese anokodzera zvisinei nekuti akapfeka hanzu yemusangano upi. Hapafaniri kubvunzwa mubvunzo wekuti unotsigira bato ripi kana kuti tipe chitikinyani chemusangano. Hazvina kunaka, zvinoshoresa. Tinokumbirisawo hurumende yeZimbabwe tapota teererai, musangoramba muchiti aiwa zvisi kuitika nekuti pane umbowo huripo, pane ufakazi huripo. Vanhu vari kuchema ino inguva yedambudziko remapashama emvura. Vanhu havafaniri kuchema zviviri, kuchema mapashama emvura nekuchema umbavha humbimbindoga neugororo hunenge hwaapitwa nemakoronera emusangano webato rekutonga rezanupia.
Tinotenda vamavhinga. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about tropical cyclone Idai that flooded parts of Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, killing nearly 700 people, and hundreds are still missing. Gibbs.
Let's see who is in the Facebook, on our Facebook pages. We've got Umtandeni. Mkondisi Chibale, ukumbulani Ngube, kuzobuya lo Melody Golide, uti tube linjani kwa ngapolo Blessing, kuzobuya njalo uVusi Mpofu, uti ye kuzima loke sikuzwa before it uye tusa, inkosi kona, imkutani baya kufabantu benkosi, kuzobuya njalo lo Tembanda, uti ye kunzima, nkwa ngapolo efolos, nyalibugele kukuna manje likuluma. Kuzobuya njalo lo balance moyo ke, uti vele uzobakona umkhuhlane njengoba ke kungela manje sure kuzima kakhulu lokho. So these are some of the people blessing that are on the VOA Ndebele page. So don't forget that you are on the Ndebele page, and then we've got the VOA Facebook page, which is English, and then we've got the VOA Shona page. So just join us right now so that you can chat. Yeah, kunjalo foto.
Tinenge tine mutereri, I think ndimkoma Walter makadi.
Ribo maradini.
Aiwa tirinani murikupi?
Ribo Blawai.
Murikublawai papi pacho kublawai.
Kunketa
here. Koi?
Mayana.
Ndati murikunketa here.
Mpopoma.
Mpopoma.
Eh.
No, okay. All right. Kuri sei kumpopoma?
Kumpopoma kuripo.
All right. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi mukoma Walter, tikutaura nenyaya ye cyclone iyi murikuona sei?
Zvakaitika zviya tinongochema semhuri yeZimbabwe tiri pamwe chete, but tinozoona zvimwe zvine zvava kuitwa nedzimwe hama dzedu izvi hazvisi zvinhu zvakanaka.
Saka pangagadziriswe sei?
Isupe tongoti sepo hwande zvinhu zvinonesa kuti tingazvigadzire sei, zvotongodai vakuru pachavo vazvigadzira.
Asi imi makaendisawo here rubatsiro mukoma Walter?
Ndakaendisa zvishoma zvandaive nazvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Ndo zvatiri kukurudzira izvozvo kuti vanhu vasaora havo mwoyo, varambe vachitumira nepavanogona, nekuti vanhu vacho variko uko kumanikaland masvingo zvakare yakabatwa nedambudziko iri havana kana chekubata kana pekutangira kana poto zvayo.
Tinongoona pamwe chete, tichingodetserana semhuri imwe chete yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Walter nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maisabasi.
Tinotenda. Of course, Gibbs, Walter in Mpopoma, he said that, you know, food must not be politicized because this is a national disaster that affects all Zimbabweans.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessings. Sikesizwe ke kuba budi wa Mavhinga lapho ukuthi Mr. Mavhinga, there are these allegations that some soldiers are actually, you know, engaged in some kind of illicit affairs with people down there in Mutare in exchange for food. So, you know, you are a human rights lawyer. What can you tell villagers that are facing this kind of a problem?
It is always a big problem, Gibbs, when there is a sense of lawlessness, a breakdown in the rule of law, and when those who are supposed to protect citizens commit abuses knowing that they will get away with it. What is important is for
members of the communities in Mani Mani to know that it is illegal and criminal for any member of the state security forces to try and induce them, bribe them, or get into illicit affairs. Those must be reported, those must be resisted, and there is the power of social media. Members of the public must report to the authorities and also to media organizations and human rights organizations, and also lawyers, because there are human rights lawyers in Zimbabwe. I know Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and others are on the ground. They must quickly report these criminal activities so that this will be taken up with the relevant authorities and appropriate steps taken to stop it. But what is important is to know that it is absolutely illegal, and they must not pay to receive any aid or not give any favors, because these are donations from humanitarian agencies, well-wishers, and Zimbabweans the world over who are also supporting, but they are not asking for payment. This is for free. So people must know that this aid is not from party structures. It is from the international community, from ordinary Zimbabweans all over the world and inside Zimbabwe, from private companies, from church groups, but it is not to be paid for, and no favors must be demanded or given.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Mavinga. Very pleasant.
Of course, Gibbs, we still have Ms. Mlambo. Ms. Mlambo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes. We have seen, Ms. Mlambo, that the United Nations is responding to this crisis, and UNICEF was estimating that 1.5 million children could be affected in or have been affected in Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. Is your organization also targeting these vulnerable groups or this particular vulnerable group?
Mm-hmm. We have been targeting the vulnerable groups such as young children and women, because we believe that these are the most affected by this cyclone. We have children who have been traumatized simply by this experience of watching even their parents passing away, even the traumatic experiencing of just being in a lot of water and failing to swim. Just watching destruction of such a magnitude has been traumatizing for a lot of children. So we have been trying to compile a report on the effects of Cyclone Idai on all the children. And we have been looking also at the vulnerability of women, because it is women who have mostly been affected, in the sense that most men, if you are aware of Manicaland, especially Chipinge, you find that a lot of men, they go to South Africa to look for jobs. Mm-hmm. So the majority are the women who stay behind and they are looking after their families. So you find that women are the ones who have been left to face the situation of no homes, of losing property, and losing a lot of children as well. We're not saying men haven't been affected. Yes, they have been. But we're saying the most affected have been women and children. A lot of women have lost husbands. They've lost children. So we are looking and still trying to compile figures on how many children have been affected by this cyclone, how many children have been left as orphans. We have lost both parents who have lost one parent. So this is what we have been trying to do as of now, trying to figure out how we go about it and how we're going to try and compile, not just children becoming orphans, but how it's going to even affect their schoolwork, if they're going to manage to go back to school, that sort of thing. That is what we've been looking at.
Thank you so much. Of course, the area of post-traumatic stress disorder is something that needs to be looked into. Gibbs.
Slow pana pas lapa ke blessing ekwani pana pas unga uchona jani.
Jani na uchona jani.
Tisi apila sivili iye wenu lubona jani utabalo pana pas.
Mina utabalo na nima nini tisa ubusu. Kwenye kanga la utaba oni la apa ena tetele lendi la leli ya tisa ubusu. Niko wenzo timbale soruti uulumende umere afanye lesidi. ngoba abantu abavunanga emathinini.
Mhm.
Ngoba abantu sibi lapha bayalamba edinga.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So singathi ke loba belamba sibili kakhulu lake lezwa lina ngezulu lesiphepho leli kusayiklon Idai lezwa kuthiwa kuhambe njani vele khona ngapha ebhinga
ya lapha sake sakuza sibili but lapha kalisasikanga izulu lankhona
ye kodwa bakhona yini abantu ozwe kuthiwa bafuna ukuyancedisa bo lapha abahluphekileyo
ye bakhona sibili
kuthiwa bahambisani khona ngale
ngale bahambisa impahla lokunye okuhle
ye impahla bayihambisayo injengani ba
njengesigqoko
o basithatha ngapha isigqoko khonapho
bayahlanganisa njengabantu
mhm ukudla ke uzokuthiwa bathumenza ukudla okunjani
awu lani angikwazi ukuthi baphumeze okunjani
ngisengathi ngabantu nje kumbe kuhanjiswa ngurhulumente kuthiwani kona ngokuzo kwakho
hayi zokuthi kuhanjiswa ngurhulumente
ehe so uke wakhuluma ngokuthi ebhinga khona ngapho lakwakula kudla abantu pho badlani
vele abantu balala yendlala ngathi abanye baphanda imithi esegangeni
baphanda izihlahla
izihlahla
izihlahla ziyadliwa
ya kunezinye ezidliwayo
kuthiwa kuyini izihlahla zankhona
ngesindebela kwazi but ngikwazi ngesitonga
kuthiwani ngesitonga
ngesitonga kuthiwa udoma
udomo
udoma
o udoma
ye
ye so ke kodwa ungathini ke nxa ungatshiya ilizwi nje ebantwini abase Manicaland ungathini ngabo
lapha ngathi hey ngizwa usizi lami kuyangisukuluza engqondweni lokho okwenzakale eManicaland
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibonge kakhulu Barnabas ungaphuka ngikhona khona lapha ebhinga
lapha eMaluve
eMaluve
siyabonga
hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dalumba
ya ngiyabonga lana
okay bye bye ba
so
Barnabas is in Maluba in Pinga. He says you know like any other Zimbabwean he's feeling very very sad about what happened in Manicaland and he says he's happy that some people even from Pinga are actually sending some stuff there but he's not sure whether it's the government or it's the people and he says you know in Pinga there is hunger you know he says people are now eating some kind of tree roots and calls them udoma. So I think they pound them after taking those roots and drying them. So he says the situation is bad even that side. Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, Mr. Billy.
Yeah, but is it easy, Mr. Mavinga, you work with non-governmental organizations to get assistance going forward? I mean, we are also looking at the fact that even before this cyclone, 5.3 million Zimbabweans were in need of food assistance, and this is going to add to that number. The government, of course, through its so-called Command Agriculture, had assured the nation that they had enough in their strategic grain reserves. Of course, that is being disputed by some. But can this level of assistance that we are seeing be maintained going forward?
Yes, it is possible to maintain this level of assistance if there is the necessary humility on the part of the authorities to be able to ask for help from Zimbabwe, from companies, and from the international community, number one. Number two, for the authorities to take corrective measures when there are reports of wrongdoing. What is unacceptable is to ignore the very serious allegations of theft, misuse, or politicization of emergency aid. Because if that is not addressed, there will be no confidence or public trust. The trust will be broken, and that will undermine the capacity of the people to give and to mobilize resources. So if the government of Zimbabwe steps forward and takes corrective measures and punishes as appropriate those responsible, everyone will see and notice and acknowledge the seriousness of the actions, and that will keep the lines of support open. What would be damaging is to take a high posturing position, to pontificate and to sweep things under the carpet and ignore these quite pathetic actions and claim that really it never happened. That would not help the cause. We need Zimbabwe to demonstrate it has turned over a new leaf and that it is prepared to take the necessary corrective measures, no matter how painful, in order to show that those that commit abuses will not get away with it, regardless of their position in politics. The problem over the years, blessing in Zimbabwe, has been impunity. When those that commit gross abuses know that they will get away with it, we now need to ensure that there is decisive action, thorough investigations by impartial authorities, and appropriate punishment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, we have some who are following us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Courtney Mpemi, thank you so much. Joel Lloyd Bizure, it is important to note that international aid agencies are giving assistance to all affected countries basing on categorization of the disaster. Zimbabwe is currently categorized at Category 1, Malawi Category 2, and Mozambique Category 3, based on numbers of those affected and magnitude of destruction. So we need not understate our figures for whatever reasons. Of course, there are those concerns, especially on the number of people who might have died. Are saying the government is not revising the figures at all. Mm-hmm. It's stuck at 179. Mm-hmm. But you talk to the locals, they are telling you that they are burying sometimes 2-3 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not telling. But of course, the government has been saying that it needs to verify all the people who might have died, you know. So this is why they are saying they are slow. Gibbs.
Yes, I am because we have more. What is the thing? Lo kusasa Lambo. I am afshaning the Sintu. So if you want to get Mam Lambo, la pogoti kavezi ekteke nukuta bantu abafileyo vele wangagi. Uchaluti aschaluti 179 kuzovuya 327 abangabona galio 99 ukuba ngachwa. Kutoa ge ubona zani inani la bantu abafileyo sibili abapupileyo.
Mina ngibona ngathi bengadlula even amakhulu ayishanu abangadlula ngoba okwakathesi kula nabanye abangabonakali abanye asikwazi ukuthi imizimba yabo sizayithola na kodwa abantu abakathesi esingabatholiyo baningi kakhulu. So bona uhulumende akafuni ukuthi ayazwa kade ukuthi inamba eqindisekileyo kakhulu ngeyiphi ngenxa yokuthi bahle bekwazi ukuthi umkhosi ungaba mningi kakhulu abantu sibengazwa iqiniso lokuthi abantu abathonileyo bangaki. Kodwa eqinisweni inani abalitshoyo bona lenani thina esilibonayo lapho esikhona kuthiyene kakhulu.
Yes, according to Salim Lambo, maybe over 500 people may have died in this kind of disaster. But she's saying that the government is underplaying this so that there won't be an outcry nationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's saying that some people may never be found again.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Of course, the government had said there must be a census of some sort. The government officials I talked to were saying that they had ordered chiefs, headmen and others to do a head count to see who might be missing so that, you know, they can come up with an accurate number. But I was talking to some councillors. They are saying that has not been done.
Yeah.
They are still continuing with their efforts to find missing relatives. Mr. Mavinga,
on another... We've got a caller. Mawodza.
Mawodza, oh, okay. Yeah. Mawodza, Makadi. Aiwa tiripo mangama kujambwa ne computer tipeo pfukwa dzenyu vamaudzi.
Okay, ichaora chini. As long wagova ripo awa staff logo staff anyone di anzi staff logo ndiye ari ripo panyanga. And iwo ne chini check I think that ari tsira tsingabuda kubva kwa kwavari. Pakaresheka apo pakubva kubira melechi right to go. Saka
That's a blank line.
Hello. Narembo Shachininge Kanganisika. But he's saying the government is not handling this very well. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga as we come to the end of the program. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, Mr. Zulu, I'm here.
Yes, I was talking to some people in Chimanimani and Chipinge, and they were complaining that the bureaucracy was just too much, you know, when it comes to burying their relatives. They were saying that some members of the police force were not very helpful, so they just ended up burying their beloved ones without getting the necessary papers. Will it not be problematic in future?
It could pose very serious challenges in the future, and I think what is important is that there is need to be culturally sensitive to the communities affected. And the authorities should also deploy the police and others who are assisting from the civil protection unit who are of that kind of cultural sensitivity, number one. Also, what is required is that you have the communities take a lead in finding solutions, because it also helps them in the healing process. There is need for empathy. It's not technical. It's not a process that does not involve emotion, because it's a huge tragedy. People have lost their loved ones, some several members of the family. So there is also need for the government to deploy mental health support, psychological support services, counseling services, to talk the communities through and to encourage those that are helping to be ultra-sensitive. So it's not just a matter of saying we have come to help, but to approach that with a measure of humility and to ensure that going forward we would not have these kinds of challenges. But I think one of the problems, blessing, was that there was insufficient preparedness on the part of the authorities. It is quite surprising that, in fact, Zimbabwe got to name the cyclone, tropical cyclone, Idai, which means love in Shona, but was not prepared for the eventuality when it struck. We need to learn from this, and a lot of lessons must be learned.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga.
What was done wrong and what can be done better.
Thank you so much. Let's end on that note, and we want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, also Mr. Clever Tavaziva, Director of Methodist Development Relief Agency, Mr. Salim Lambo, Platform for Youth Development based in Cheche, Manicaland, and I want to also thank our viewers, our listeners, and our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying bye-bye, have a lovely weekend.